It's episode 436, and I've got plugins for instant audio, auto referring, clinical help, and classic press options all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall, and this is the WP Plugins A to Z show. And I have the usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com and take a minute or two, get out there and subscribe to the newsletter, get out there and hit everyone in the mouth, spread the word about WP Plugins A to Z and catch it live every Thursday at noon on our YouTube channel. Or just go to WPPluginsAtoZ.com/live. And real quickly, a big happy Thanksgiving Day to all my American listeners out there. I hope you're thoroughly enjoying your holidays. I'm sure everyone is off goofing off somewhere, which is one of the reasons why the live stream is so quiet today. But that's quite all right. I don't mind. But in case you get bored and you want to check it out, go check out the live stream or just listen when it comes into your downloads. All right, well, with all of that being said, let's dive right into the meat potatoes of the show. Oh, wrong button. There we go. All right. First off, I have a great plugin for you. This is one that I briefly covered a while back. And, not this one, sorry. The other one's coming up or that. This one here is another one that was sent in to me. I briefly used it, set it up on the WP Plugins A to Z site and seeing how it worked. I was having some issues, but I had it tested. It seems to work very well. It's called Trinity Audio. And what Trinity Audio does for you, this is a plugin to set up and have auto basically transcribe your web page into audio instantly. And it works not half bad from what I've heard so far. You install it, activate it, go through the setup process, which is relatively straightforward. It adds a player to every post, or you can have it just add to a specific post if you go in and manually do it. It's got some adjustments for the player position I didn't quite figure out. You can determine whether you've got a male or a female voice. You can determine what language it's in. It's got a powered by label for Trinity the Audio, and there's a few other little tweaks and quirks to it. All in all, not really a bad little plugin and gives a pretty decent audio. It's a nice way to add instant audio to your website, and it works pretty decently from what I can tell. And surprisingly, working on WP Plugins A to Z, it works with Classic Press, of course, because anything that goes on WP Plugins A to Z is under Classic Press. Anyway, go check out this plugin. If you're looking for a way to add some instant audio to your website, this might be a plugin for you to go and check out. So go check out Trinity Audio, and I give it a 4-dragon rating. All right, WordPress news this week. Well, it's pretty much a quiet week in WordPress. Yeah, WordPress news. And it's probably just due simply to the fact that everybody and their brother out there is having Black Friday sales and everybody's off preparing for the holidays. You know, they get Thursday off. You know, all the Americans get Thursday off and some of them even get Friday off. So they get themselves this nice 4-day weekend. You know, nobody's really doing anything during the holidays. But I did find a couple of little tidbits for you. First off, we've got one here, 5 tips to keep your WordPress site secure during the Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Would that be November? October. Wow, wait a sec, this is an old article. I must have missed it entirely during Cybersecurity Awareness Month. To me, every month is cybersecurity awareness. You always want to do that. Anyway, they've got a few tips in here. They're all pretty basic tips, such as, you know, protect your site admin, use strong passwords, have a web application firewall, back up your site, CDNs, and choose a trusted hosting company. Now, that's probably one of the biggest ones you'll want to pay attention to, choosing a good quality hosting company. And a perfect point for me to plug myself, johnoverall.com, web hosting, very good quality, fast hosting. You won't go wrong. You won't be unhappy. And give me a contact for that. Always up for it. What else do we got for you? One other article here, 5 WordPress trends publishers should keep in mind for 2020. And these are trends that they're predicting for 2020. Just around the corner, you know, building a recognizable brand name. Well, that's, I don't see that as a trend. I see that as an everyday thing. Additional content formats. Now, that's interesting. There's going to be additional content type formats coming out. Quizzes, you know, carousels, user experience elements. You know, this is going to be kind of interesting. Flexible Gutenberg layouts. Well, of course, Gutenberg is going to keep growing, unfortunately. And fortunately, I think they're just going to lose market share as they move. Headless WordPress and AMP, continuous battle with malicious ads. And this is an interesting bit, is that the malicious ads are still a problem out there as they learn, the hackers learn more and unique ways to code into those. So go read this article up. It's got a little bit of news and information that might be of value to you. News from me, not a whole lot this month. We're coming into one of my quieter months, and basically I'm just getting myself outdoors as much as I can. Got myself a gold claim up in the interior island, and I'm heading out to that every weekend or every other weekend as often as I can get away from here, just so I can get out into the wilderness and escape. You want to follow that information? Just join me at theroguestavern.com. All right. Next one, next plugin I have for you here. Now, this one here is one I have covered before. This was sent in again to me by Alexander Kadrov. And this is the remove no refer from post links on the front end. Now, I covered this plugin up in episode 404 of WP Plugins A to Z. You can go back, link is in the show notes, go read that little article there. Basically, what he sent me a note saying, hey, I've done some updates to my plugin. You want to check it out again? So I said, sure, why not? And this plugin, it's a new version. It now supports the latest version of WordPress, and he fixed a couple of bugs that were in it. The rest of it, what I said about it, still holds true. There's a really great article linked in the show notes as to why this plugin is value. And what it is whenever you create a link in WordPress, WordPress has added some default coding in there so that all external links leaving your site have the no refer option set. Now, while this is partly good for security, they add no opener, no refer, it's not really good for your SEO tracking. And this is something you may want to think about before using or setting up, just because there is a possibility of a security problem. But in the end, you'll want to check out this article in here that discusses the reasons why you want to have the no refer not set on your site. And that article is taking a long time to open. I wonder if it's still there. Couldn't be gone already. Could be. Eh, you never know. Anyway, go check the link. If not, go look up other articles on it, and you'll want to go check this out. Still a good plugin, still works very well. The rating on it, still going to leave it at a 4 Dragon rating. So go check it out. The No Refer plugin, remove No Refer from post links in the front end. Listener feedback. I really haven't had any in a while. Please, folks, if you've got anything to say about the show, I don't care if it's good, bad, indifferent, anything. I'll take it. I haven't had any feedback on it in a while, so as far as I know, I'm doing a fantastic job. I mean, the show's still getting downloaded lots, and if you got complaints or values or anything, please let me know. I'm always up for it. This show also is supported by you, the producers, as a value for value model, meaning if you get any value out of it, then please give some value back by becoming a producer and helping the show out. You can do that by donating money to help the show. Just go to wppluginsa-z.com/donate. Anything $50 or over, they're credited with an executive producer credit in the show notes, and their note is read out on the show. You can submit artwork to the WP Plugins Art Generator. such as the artwork that we use in the iTunes repository, the artwork that goes out on the show, the artwork that showed with the show notes, all of that. It's the artwork that's put in, and Angel Lemieux has been donating a vast amount of artwork. So thank you very much, Angel. And we'll talk about that one real briefly some more in a moment. You can submit articles, news, and information. You can submit plugin suggestions for reviews. You can also create a monthly donation at Patreon. Yes, I still have Patreon running. Don't know why, but it still works. You know, a few bucks come in there, I'm all happy. You know, I got a few people still supporting me. So thank you very much to everyone who is supporting the show in there's lower amounts. Now, I want to acknowledge the producers who have supported the show. And this week here, all the artwork comes from Angel Lemieux of Koa Digital. So thank you very much, Angel. Greatly appreciate your artwork. It really livens it up and it saves me one step I have to go through. So a big thank you to everyone who came in under $50 and those of you who set up weekly subscriptions. They remain anonymous and I thank you very much for that. Okay, this show currently brought to you by Save Time and Money Managing Multiple WordPress Websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site. By placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard, CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. Absolutely. So please, if you do use that or sign up for it, go use my link in the show notes. I'd greatly appreciate it. It is an affiliate link, and it is a fantastic system. I've been using it now for about 9 years myself to manage my sites and all my client sites that I manage. All in all, I think I've got about 60 or 70 sites in there. So I've also got a legacy license. So that's what happens when you're one of the early providers or early supporters of something and they honor their legacy stuff as long as you keep paying them month after month. I really appreciate those developers that have done that over the years, because there's many times I started to support a developer. I got in for their legacy license, that their original license that they said they would honor. They get a couple of years into it. Of course, they have to change their pricing format. I understand that, but they don't honor it for all of their people who helped support them in the beginning. Sad that happens. All right. Well, next up, I've got for you a plugin here that was sent in by Phil Healy. And this is a revisit to a plugin. This is for Clinical WP Core. And Phil had sent in to me after I'd done a really brief review of this plugin back in episode 416. I gave it a quick once over, you know, looked at it, checked it out. It looked really good. It had a lot of stuff that was in a pro version that you couldn't access. So what he's done is he's rolled all the pro items into the core plugin. And the core plugin itself with the pro items accessible really makes it quite nice plugin for the free portion of it. He's still got some premium features to it, but the free premium features are in additions and items you could have another plugin to run those that's already free. So they really have no impact on the plugin. So I did a double check and actually installed it this time and checked it all out. And when I installed it on a site for testing, I discovered it did need an additional plugin, the Titan Framework, which is a free plugin. So not a big deal, just an extra step along the way that it's using depending on another chunk of plugin. And it also has a step of an email verification for the plugin that you have to click through to activate on the site. And that one there, I'm really not quite sure about why, because you're not setting up an account with him or anything. And when you click through the email verification, it takes you back to your website to activate the plugin. So I'm not entirely certain about the why that's working the way it is, but just an extra step, not that big a deal. Now, the list of the items from the previous review still hold true. And yes, you now have access to all the cool features, such as setting up your email addresses, removing the default WordPress email address. That's always a big one to me because I've always done that through code. And if I can save myself that headache with a plugin, I'm more than happy to, and one that works. You can change the default email stuff in there, change it from where it's sent from, the name it's sent from, etc. You can override that. You can play short codes and widgets. It's got some SEO tweaks. You can go in and adjust the memory usage settings, whereas normally you'd put a chunk of code into the WP config file to increase the memory limits. You can do that with this plugin. There's a whole lot more in there, and all of that premium stuff is now included in the plugin itself. So this is actually really quite a nice plugin now, and you'll want to go check this out. They do, like I said, still offer some add-ons, but like I said, they have no impact on the plugin core functionality. And there are items to expand it out, such as an access firewall and a couple of other items to it. So go check this out. It is a really great plugin, Clinical WP Core, and we get to move it up from a 4 to a 5 Dragon rating. All right, so that's what we got for you today. Hey, Classic Press options, and still a quiet week in Classic Press, although there is something really cool that CodePotent tweeted out earlier this week. It was a really great article, and it helped inspire me for the presentation I'm going to be giving tonight. It's an article, of course, the original article's in French, but I used the Google Translate, and I've got a link through the Google Translate to the article, because my French is really, really rusty, and my kids, I can get them to translate for me, but, you know, getting junior high kids to translate takes a little bit of pushing and effort. So anyway, it's a really good analysis on the promise of Classic Press. As the title says, the little brother of WordPress. I think it's actually just going to be, it's WordPress's twin who's going to grow up and outdo him. So this is a really good article talking about how the problems Gutenberg introduced into the ecosystem, what it looks like they're going for with Gutenberg, and then the introduction of Classic Press and what Classic Press is doing and how Classic Press is focusing on its particular segment of the community, which is more business-based. But I think bloggers and other average users are going to find Classic Press more welcoming and more usable than WordPress is going to be. I know that the more I work with it and the more I work in between both worlds right now, I'm finding Classic Press seem to be better and better. And as more and more stuff gets developed for Classic Press, that's going to happen. Now, an article I forgot to get included in here and I just remembered about is Classic Press is now included in the installer system that is used for one-click installing on many, many website hosting companies. So Classic Press has now hit the one-click install button system. And the more that happens, the more Classic Press will become an actual option for people to use. So look for more and more things coming from Classic Press in the coming months. And I believe a lot is going to happen in the next year since they've closed out their first year and they've actually moved forward with many, many things. So go check it out. As usual, the usual stuff from Classic Press, the Classic Press Club, the Classic Press forums, the must-have plugin lists, etc. So there's a lot of stuff in here that is going to be coming out more and more. So stay tuned, and I will try and find more Classic Press information for next week. All right, so that closes out this episode here, and the plugins I covered up was Trinity Audio, which I gave a 4 to, the Remove No Refer, which I gave a 4 to, and the Clinical WP Core, which I gave a 5 to. A couple of quick reminders. The next WordPress meetup is tonight, November 28, 2019, in Victoria. The topic is all about WordPress and Classic Press, the benefits of using each one and the pitfalls of using each one. That will be broadcast live on this YouTube channel. So if you're interested, tune in at 6:30 Pacific time and check out the streaming of my presentation, which should be rather interesting. Also, because I'm like self-promotions so much, you can follow my journey at theroguestavern.com as my adventures of heading out into the forest, panning for gold, going out to the gun range, shooting, you know, getting out camping, basically getting away from my computer and sharing what I do out in the wilderness and the outdoors and everything with the world via YouTube to see how it goes. This could be fun. It could be entertaining. It's definitely going to be cringy at times, but hey, come and enjoy the fun. And a brief off-topic rant. And this is something that I've just seen, I'm starting to see more of, especially as I get questions from people and how do they escape it and what do they do, especially as a company grows. They start out with these managed WordPress web hosting environments. And I'm not going to name particular companies. There's just so many of them. Most of them that I've come across have been such a pain if someone wants to leave that particular managed host environment. Escaping it to a regular host environment takes a bit of work. You got to export stuff. You got to import it. It doesn't always export and clean. It's just so much more difficult than if they had just set themselves up on a good quality web hosting environment where they can do anything and everything they want to do without the restrictions. So if they're looking for something like that, if you're looking for something like that, make sure you come visit johnoverall.com hosting and I can set you up with it. All right, that's pretty much everything I've got this week. So I am going to let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.